What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to
Holy Matrimony, a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
My name is Daniel Glaze.
And I'm Anna Glaze.
And we are the
that Catholic couple.
And today's episode is a very thankful episode.
Yeah, because it's Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I mean, we just talk about getting out of debt and how it looks as a married couple.
And Daniel brought on a little fun exercise at the end of the show to talk about the five things we're very thankful for one another.
That's basically what it is.
Or for each other.
That's exactly true. Enjoy. All right, Anna, what do you got for us for this episode?
So for this episode, I have a hardship I want us to talk about. Let's talk about debt, baby. Let's talk
debt.
About
okay.
debt. Baby.
What that joke almost landed. It's okay. That was a bit and you went with it and that's okay.
I committed.
About debt do you want to talk about?
Well, so I guess we can walk them through our little journey right now, which is that a couple months ago I was in a car accident. It took me a while to, you know, work it out with our insurance because the person that hit my car ran away.
Yeah, fled the scene.
Literally on foot. Like, just left his car on the side of the highway and left.
And just bolted.
Luckily, everyone was okay.
Troy Bolton.
Troy Bolton.
I know. Right? I was making a pun.
Oh, gosh, Daniel.
So he bolted. He Troy Bolted.
I get it.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so guy fled the scene. It took me a while to just, like, work it out with my insurance. But I will say our insurance company has been amazing.
Yeah.
So we worked it all out. It looks like our car will be deemed a total loss. And it just kind of stinks because
that was the first big loan we paid off.
Yeah, that was literally the week of my accident. We had just paid off my car.
Okay, so I like this. Yeah. Do we want to talk numbers or no?
Good question. I don't know. Let's
play it out.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
and we will be talking about Wallet Win. I also want to mention 100%.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll definitely be having them on the podcast, but we'll talk about them when we get there. Okay, so let's kind of back it up. So we first got married, right?
Yes.
What was our stance on debt?
It was just there.
We didn't give a crap.
No, yeah, like it was just something, I guess, like
we figured maybe one day it might happen, but we just kind of felt that we were going to be in perpetual debt, right?
Right, which was so stupid because now that I look back, we were both employed for a full year. Full time with no child and like health benefits, everything.
It was the prime time to do it and we never took
pretty
it
good
seriously.
Salaries. Yeah. It was like, dang it. Like, what were we doing that whole first 12 months of our marriage?
Okay, actually, let's take even a further step back. I meant more so of like when we're talking about debt, because a lot of the debt that we've accrued is previous to our marriage.
Right.
Right. So
we've
got.
It's mostly mine.
True.
It's from my student loans when I was a student.
Because you are the only what in your family?
I'm the first time, first generation college student.
Proud of you, babe.
Thanks.
And graduate.
Yes, and graduated.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Means you have a lot of student loans.
Yes.
Or debt, yeah.
Yes, which is awesome, but I also hate because, yeah, like, I wasn't coached in financial aid. And I did, you know, do the whole FAFSA thing and everything like that. But I was not taught how to, like, properly, like, take care of my money and make sure that I didn't rack up as much debt as I did.
But I would say, compared to what you could have, you got away pretty unscathed.
Yeah. I'm below the national average, so.
Yeah. So can we tell them the number that we're shooting for already?
So my student loans are about 18,000.
And then we had your car loan, which is about 4. And then, right?
8, yeah.
Eight. Okay, that's right, because, okay. And then, what were the other loans we had?
And then, I mean, as we got married, we accrued some debt, like,
My student loans, Lily's hospital bills, that's right,
bills. So, but you only have one small student loan. It wasn't,
correct, well, that's paid off now, so.
Yeah, and we paid that off,
So,
Lily's hospital bills, my birth, all of that, which also is...
not your birth, but
Lily's birth.
Were the one birthing.
Which, don't even get me started on that whole, like...
we got like 17 things that we didn't need because they were like, you should do this. And then I was like, well, that's an extra $2,000 that we didn't realize that we had to pay.
Don't even get me started on the healthcare system. Although we have friends that are in the health, like are in the medical field and we love very much. And we have had great experiences with medical staff. It just sucks that our government is
yes.
awful when
exactly.
it comes exactly. when it comes to
that's,
healthcare.
That's for sure. Okay. So that's not where we're going to, but
no.
Okay. So we essentially have around 25,000 is what we had, right? I think 24 is what we ended up totaling after like realizing where everything was when we first started saying, now it's time to pay debt.
I thought it was 28.
28, so that's right. You're right. Closer to 30. Correct, yeah. you're right. Okay, so...
We rounded it up to 30. We just
exactly,
to,
yeah.
to say 30.
So we have currently paid off your car loan.
Your, one of your student
my
loans.
Student loan.
Yeah, a small
and
one.
Then, is that the only two that we've paid off currently? I think so.
Yeah, the other one feels like we've paid it off, but I guess it's not that we've paid it off, it's that we are officially starting to pay off some
yes,
of it.
Yes, is your second student car loan. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My second car loan, and then we are paying off my minimum towards
student loans.
Student loans.
That's right.
Which we hadn't paid in a long time.
Yeah, we did the, what's it called?
Were forbearance.
You, forbearance,
we
yeah.
We've been in forbearance for
a good minute.
Years.
Well, and I'm glad that we're like, because we're in both really good places. We're both doing like, well, I'm doing a lot more of side hustles and a bunch mm-hmm, of other stuff mm-hmm. that's allowed us to say, okay, let's pour a lot of this into debt.
Yeah.
And
done the Wallet One training course, which is
exactly,
so good.
Yes, that's where I was actually going to yeah. end. Is like the only reason that we know to do all of this is because of Wallet One.
Right, right.
But before we, I want to make sure, what were you hoping to talk about?
Just how debt sucks, obviously,
yeah.
but it's a real part of married life.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of ties into the married video we're going to make on the channel soon about pre-Cana and, or like marriage prep classes.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that kind of gets talked about, but doesn't get talked about in detail, if that makes sense. Like, so it's like
mentioned and like it's
yes.
something like be aware of it, but you're
yeah.
never like, let's talk the details of it.
Right, right. And one big thing that we've grown in is making sure we're on the same page, because I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, both of us coming into marriage had very different ideas of what money was. Like,
I will have no need to correct you, because that's a fact.
Actually,
that's a fact.
Correct.
Could you tell them the money mindset that we've had?
I think both of us have had a bad money mindset.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh,
sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
What, you were about to throw me under the bus, but I'm going to bring you down with me.
Okay. So then, okay.
I think so Daniel is on the side of let's just not spend any money ever and can live off, you know, with ramen and one pair of jeans and a pair of underwear, and that's it.
I'm frugal.
Yes, you are very frugal, my friend.
So therefore, I win.
No, because there are some things where I'm like, we need to pay some of this. Like, and you're like, no, we'll be fine. And me, I am the
spender.
Oh, there's $50 in my account. Let's just use the $50 for fun stuff.
Yes.
instead of saving it to where it should be saved to or spent on properly.
Yeah. But I would say that the Wallet Win course, like mm-hmm. I know for a fact, one of the very first things they do is they talk about if you're a single person, even, and if you are a married couple, it's
right.
all about your money mindset.
Yeah.
It's all about how do you view money and how can you change it to
right.
properly view it in a way that isn't evil or wrong or bad or
yeah.
whatever. Like, you need to realize, like, money is something that you should control, not should control you.
Right.
And I think that both of us have grown exponentially in that, in understanding what, yeah, our money mindset, and like
right.
and what we're trying to do with our money.
Yeah. And I think, so this is the second time we do the course. The first time we did it, we were super gung-ho about it, but we kind of lost, we lost like steam, you know, like we kept doing it.
Because we didn't have the right why.
We didn't
have
the
right
why. The right motivation to get us through the course. I also think it was a little difficult because I don't think we were in a stage of life where we felt at peace with our home life, if that makes sense. Or like, not our home life, but we weren't at a place where I feel like we could prosper, if that makes sense.
No.
We weren't in a place where, like, we could.
I'm just going to make you say 13 different analogies.
We weren't in Houston. I mean, we weren't in a place where we felt like we could keep going.
Where you felt like we were unsettled.
Unsettled,
right?
Unstable.
Like, kind of ruffled up,
yes.
So that there wasn't a point
there
for us to, like,
those
really commit
yeah.
to doing it. I would agree with
we
that.
We weren't stable.
Because I don't think there's necessarily a, like, even if you're making Okay, okay. I'm thinking
it's, not, like it's 15 not a things. Money thing.
Yeah,
that, it was
that's
a,
what I was trying to get at. Yeah,
peace of mind thing. We were
like,
not
like you can still pay off debt if you're kind of making the minimum amount of money that
right,
you should,
right?
Or that you can. You're still yeah. be there. Still is a way to pay off debt, specifically through the Wallet One course and some other stuff that
yeah.
we know of.
Yeah, yeah, they're literal miracle
so
workers.
Yes, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's not. It wasn't a money thing. It was a peace of mind thing where like I still didn't feel comfortable where we were at and stuff like that, and other things in our life. We're still falling into place. I was still going through postpartum and all of that. So anyway,
excuse me.
Yeah, I the first time we did it, the biggest victory though that we did come out of doing Wallet Win though, even though we lost kind of we lost our momentum, but the biggest thing we did gain from it was the money mindset. Like, I think that was the biggest victory. Was like, you know, we weren't able to pay off a lot of debt, but we were able to walk away from the course, even with the basics of, oh yeah. my gosh, our view of money is so distorted on both ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really good to come back into the second time and be like, oh yeah, remember like
yeah.
reminding ourselves of money is neither good nor bad. It's how we use it.
So why would you consider this a hardship?
Because it's hard.
Not like, yeah, okay.
Money is yeah, yeah. tough. Money is a hard thing to navigate, especially when you're married. And not just the mindset thing, not just the debt thing, but I think the conversations that have to happen on, like right now, the decision of, do we just stick to one car and just render my car and save up for a new car?
Yeah.
Do we take out another loan and have that conversation of, you know, well,
we're gonna have another
like,
car, maybe.
Another debt, you know, like add back onto the debt pile. Is that even feasible at this moment? You know, yeah. The other one is like, or do we just want to?
Yeah, because we were finally picking up steam. Like we were finally like we paid off debts. We were starting to make some really good side hustle money right. and we're starting to be able to like really pay off huge chunks of debt. And then the week we pay off your car is the week it gets into a car wreck.
Of course it is.
So I think we figured
it's
out
Murphy's Law.
No, well, I think we figured out the reason why all of this is wrong. It's because you don't know how to drive.
Oh, gosh. No, it's because San Antonio drivers are the worst.
Oh, you're very Burn. True of that. You're very true of that.
Sorry, anyone who's listening that is from San Antonio.
I'm not sorry.
yeah, so it's just, it's hard. It's, yeah. it's hard. It's
what I would also say, like, being a Catholic couple, I feel like it also has a different... We have a different perspective on money, period. Like, regardless of, like, yes, obviously we're married, so marriage itself brings a whole different aspect to understanding money as two people in one marriage, but also as Catholics, like, because I know we want to get to the point where we can give away a lot of it,
yeah,
and be okay at home, though. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's like set ourselves up so we can have a good retirement plan. Our kids do have some sort of college funds. We do have a house payment. We do have like all this other stuff like taken care of properly so we can decide to say, okay, we want to help as many things and as many people as we can.
Right, right. And in the timeline of Wallet Win, that is the end goal is generous
giving.
That's
the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, is generous giving. Like we are doing all of this so that we can get to the final stage, which is we are just going to give away a lot and we want to. We want to be at that yeah. at that place to be pure stewards, which is what the homily was about today at Mass.
Yes, but it was.
Pure stewardship where it's yeah. like you're not doing it for any motivation. You're not doing it for a tax write-off. You're not doing it to feel good about yourself. You're literally just doing it because you want to. You yeah. know that it's good for
to glorify
everyone.
God.
Yeah.
As cliche as it sounds, it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, I mean, these are gifts that he blesses us with. Money is a gift, and so how can I keep giving that to others? But
you can do that by going to thedonutsquad.com and joining our Patreon page.
No.
For anybody that is thinking about what they should do with their tithe, they can do
it. No. Oh, gosh. Bad timing with the plug. Bad yeah. timing
or
with the
perfect
plug.
Timing.
Or perfect timing with the plug. Yeah, this is the... Yeah, it's just frustrating. It's annoying.
Debt is
right or to have these conversations honestly this is still part of my mindset of gosh there are some days where like I wish money wasn't a part of my life or you know possessions or that our value doesn't come from our financial worth.
You wish we were back on like the bartering days where we would just like you had
yeah,
a skill that you would trade things for
traded for yeah someone can watch my kid and I'll go you know tend to their home or whatever and I don't know barter skills.
It's actually not a bad thing yeah I mean I get what you're saying though. It's like sometimes you're like damn, money is so crappy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you just have to take a deep breath and remind yourself, like, this is gift.
Yeah.
What can we still do properly with what we have? But it's just, it's annoying to keep having these conversations. And I think it's just, it's a conversation that continues to happen. It will always continue to happen in marriage.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, I think the way to kind of wrap this up is like, we're on track to pay off our debts.
Yeah.
Like we're on track.
But if we add one more, it's just.
Well, I think in general, even if we were to add on one more debt, AKA like a car loan, I think we'll still be okay. That being said, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't want to do it, period. Yeah. Like, even if it means we get onto one car, I don't want to do it. I think we can bootstrap ourselves and, like, really go for it and kind of just say, okay, we're going to kill it for the next 6 months and plan out. I think
and
we
pray for a miracle that someone just gives us a car.
That would be amazing. I don't want to abuse the Holy Spirit like that, but you're not
wrong.
I know.
So,
yeah, I think kind of what I was trying to wrap this up with is, like, I think we're on the right track. I think we're going to be able to pay off debt in a timely manner, like in a way that we've never been able to do so before, so that we can have a successful financial future.
Right. I mean, and we do have a why, which is also what's motivating us, which is to settle down.
To buy a house.
To buy a home. Like, yeah.
That's our first why. And yeah. It's definitely going to change once we get that. But yeah. Absolutely. So I think that's how we're going to wrap this up before we get to the freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about money. go enroll in the Wallet One course so that you have proper conversations about money with
Very
your spouse.
True. Very true. All right. So I'm excited to have you join me on the freestyle. You ready?
Okay. I'm excited. You're really excited about this one.
I know, because it's like a new thing. Not really a new thing, but like we've never done the thing that I'm about to say that we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm very excited for you.
I'm
to hear
nervous.
It. You ready to go to the freestyle?
Yeah. But first, we'd like to take some time to thank our amazing sponsors for this week, Every Sacred Sunday. Guys, if you have not heard about Every Sacred Sunday, then you are living under a Catholic rock. You may be asking, what is Every Sacred Sunday? Well, it's a mass journal that provides a space to pre-read before Sunday Mass and all holy days of obligation. It allows you to take notes on the readings or the homily, and it helps you reflect after Mass on how to center your upcoming week around Christ. This is the second year that they are printing their journals. Last year, I was sadly not able to get my hands on one because, coincidentally enough, we were budgeting and I couldn't afford it. But this year, I am so excited to get my hands on one. I am so excited to start out the liturgical year, being able to reflect and spend more time in prayer, especially with the Sunday Mass readings. So if you want to start the liturgical year off right, make sure that you go order one right now. Link is in the show notes. The liturgical year starts off on December 3rd. That's the first Sunday of Advent. So if you want an early Christmas present, go and make sure and order this journal as soon as possible. Also, we will be doing a giveaway on our Instagram page. So make sure you are following @isineffect. And once again, thank you so much to our wonderful friends over at Every Sacred Sunday for sponsoring this episode. Okay, hit me with it.
All right, so for our freestyle, I wanted to do something since it is the, I guess, quote-unquote, Thanksgiving episode. Like, this podcast, it's not a YouTube channel, is going to be during the week of Thanksgiving. So I kind of wanted to get a little cliche with a little twist on it.
Okay.
A cliche twist.
Ooh, twish lay.
I want us to turn off this podcast and stop recording for a couple of minutes. And I want us to write down 5 things that we're thankful for each other.
For just our spouses?
Yes. So I've got a couple rules. So the first one is that I want you to do 5.
Okay.
All right. 5 things that you're grateful for about your spouse.
Okay.
Okay. Only pertaining to us as a married couple, right? So that means not as parents. Not as like
you're great at your job.
Oh yeah, or like you're great at being a great wife. Oh, sorry, no, that's not what I meant to say.
Yeah,
a great
that's
mother.
A good one.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. That it can be about like our Catholicity a little bit maybe, but really kind of focus more on our relationship. And you need to get as specific as possible. I can't be anything physical. Like it can't be like, I love your smile. I love your eyes. I'm so thankful for them.
I love your hair.
I love your eyebrow. You know, I can't say that.
I have 2 eyebrows. It is one.
True. And it needs to start with, I'm thankful, ... I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that, I'm thankful whatever. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to stop recording right now.
And we're back.
Okay, so now that we've written all five of them down, what we're going to do is we're going to alternate. Okay. And kind of, we're going to say it and then explain a little bit why we decided to say that. So you ready?
Deal.
I'll go first. So the first one, I say that I'm grateful for your ache for Christ. I think you've heard me describe your relationship with Christ this way multiple times before, but I've seen you physically hurt because of how much you want to be close to Christ.
Yeah.
I think it really does come from your heart, and it really does call me on to be like holier than I am. And I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. I am grateful for, your selflessness in giving me time to properly rest and properly pray. So I think you've been really good at leading lately, especially leading.
Lately?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, within the last couple months, more specifically. You asked specifics.
Yes, I know. I'm kidding.
But I think, yeah, the fact that you've been able to selflessly allow me to go and pray and urge me, like nudge me to say, like,
Being proactive in it?
Yeah, like, have you prayed today? And me answering, no, I don't want to, or like, I haven't, and I don't think I'll have time to. And he's like, and you say, he's like, you
I'm right here.
And you will say, like, okay, well, what can I do right now to help you go? Like, okay, then you need to go. Or, yeah, we're just going to go pray right now out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, let's go pray then. So you've been really good at, just leading me to Christ a lot lately. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So my second one is, I'm thankful you've taught me the value of having a clean living space.
Yay! Oh, that makes me so happy!
I know it does. So you're going to disagree with this, but I don't think I was a full-on slob before we got married. But
I won't throw you under the bus too much, but...
Stop. But after getting married and after a bunch of fights legitimately, I can see the value in having a clean living space, and I'm very happy that you converted me.
Yay! Your mom is so happy right now, too.
Yes, I know. I'll never forget one fast story. It was Lily's birthday party when we were living in New Braunfels. And there's a part where I think we had like confetti or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was all over our deck, and I went inside, got the broom, and started sweeping, and my mom was like, Who are you?
I remember that.
Hey, where's my son? Okay, so you tell me the next one. Go.
That is so good. So the next one is your rock star support as I learn to navigate.
Wait, I'm thankful for.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am thankful for your rock star support as I learn to navigate this working mom life.
Yeah.
I think, the last 2 years of our marriage have been me being a stay-at-home mom. And I felt like I had so much control. So much control in my schedule and my time, and being a working mom right now is throwing me for a different kind of loop. Not saying that either of them don't have their struggles, but
yeah, for sure.
But I'm just learning different struggles right now, different hardships. And you've been really good at not adding more to that stress. I think sometimes it's natural that, like, you might add more stress, but it's not coming from a place of, like, ill will.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, you are striving to take off some of those burdens that I carry myself, or that I feel like I'm carrying myself. And so you've been really good at lightening my load as a working mom.
Well, I'm glad I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am thankful for... I'm thankful that we can both be goofy and stupid all the time. I know that you don't necessarily like doing it in public.
No.
But I've noticed that you've been getting a little bit more okay with it.
Well, okay. So I was always extroverted. I was always able to like be myself around people. It's that I think we are extroverted in different ways. And I feel like now married to you, I've become more introverted. So it's funny that you're drawing it out a little bit more again.
Well, that's not where I was going with doing it in public. Okay. I meant more so of like, it's really funny to be at home with you. Well, okay, it's really fun to be at home with you.
Right.
When we're not fighting, we're always being goofy. We're always,
oh my gosh,
laughing and just singing just being really dumb. And I really enjoy that. I'm thankful for that.
How many times have we gone to bed and literally stay up like an extra 30 minutes just laughing
and like goofing off,
literally laughing? I feel bad for our neighbors because they just hear like loud laughter.
Oh, those are some laughers.
Okay, thanks. I like that. I am thankful for your ability to anticipate my needs. And I think maybe this is a cheat one because I feel like it goes back to the like lightening my burdens of working mom. But I think this one's more broader than that. You know me like the back of your hand. You know me better than I know myself a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's a recurring theme in our marriage, but I've been able to appreciate it a lot more. I think at the beginning it was so annoying because I was like, oh my gosh, no, you're not right. Like, I know myself better than you. But I think now I'm able to accept the fact that, yeah, there are some times where I'm in denial. I'm just not aware of what I'm saying or what I'm doing or how I'm feeling. And you're able to better pick that up and remind me, you know, of certain truths that I'm missing at that moment. So, I really like that you anticipate my needs.
Well, I will anticipate that with my next thankful thing.
Yeah.
I am thankful that you're as sociable as me.
Aww.
Honestly, I think this has been more brought out recently. Well, not recently, but I think I'm starting to notice it more because we've been able to kind of go to like different social events here recently. And yeah, I love when we go to Lily's daycare program events and we go and meet new parents. I love that we're not shy.
Well, you go and then I'll go.
And then whenever we've been starting to like go to different social events and different like Catholic circles here in Houston, and you and I are off like meeting new people.
Yeah.
And like I noticed a lot of couples like cling to each other, and like there's been a few that haven't done that, but like for the most part, a lot of them when they go into new social environments or even ones that they know before, like they're always together.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that we're not like that. We're like, let's go meet new people. And like at times it's like, baby, come here.
Let's meet this person.
Yeah, exactly.
Come meet this person. But it's never, we never approach them or not never, but we tend to approach people separately. And then we bring them.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Well, because like you and I were like, let's build relationships. Let's have fun. Let's meet new people. Yeah. And I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, I love it too. I can actually pinpoint a recent one.
Yeah, me too.
Like as recent as yesterday.
Literally yesterday, last night. Yeah, I know, exactly.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay. I am thankful that you have not been getting frustrated when I've been super emotional about our infertility.
What do you mean?
So I think if you were to break right now with our infertility journey or whatever it is that we're going through, I think it would really devastate me too.
Gotcha.
So I am really thankful and appreciative that I don't think you're putting on a facade or anything like that. I think you're actually being very strong and not giving in to the whole panic or frustration or fear of anything.
Yeah.
And I am really appreciative of it because I think if you weren't, I wouldn't know how to pull myself together and on top of that, pull you together, you know, like it would really send me down into a negative emotional abyss.
Am I allowed to ask for an expansion on that thankfulness? Do you think it's just the infertility stuff or am I kind of a strong person in general? And you're thankful for that.
You're just trying to...
No, I'm genuinely wondering now.
I think, yes, in general, you are much more stronger than I am.
I wasn't asking to compare. I meant just like in general, like, would you consider me a strong person and are you thankful for that? I'm literally just asking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, fine. I am thankful.
No, yes. I do think you're strong in general. But I think in moments like this where we're going through hardships and situations where they're harder than the average day, they're harder than the average chaos, I'm really thankful that you don't allow yourself to be radically moved.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Because I do.
I'm thankful for that. You're not wrong.
Like the world is going to end and everything's going to be broken. And
that's okay. I'm here
no
for
No hope here.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, you restore my hope.
Well, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Mine pales in comparison. I'm thankful that you're a detailed person.
Oh, yeah. I will take that one, though. It doesn't pale in comparison in my book. This is so funny seeing how these affirmations are totally different, yet, like, mean the world to each other.
Well, I mean, aside from that last one, yeah.
No, that one was good.
I'm kidding, yes.
But, definitely. Like, you said that that next one was going to pale in comparison, and I'm like, no, that's amazing. I'll take that affirmation. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, I'm definitely the big dreamer. And I think that I am a detailed person in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. What? You disagree with that?
No, I completely agree.
But I think overall you're more detailed, at least for your kind of detailed, you're detailed. I don't know if that made sense. But yes, no, I'm very grateful that you're a detailed person.
Which is so funny because my last one is...
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, so, I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm thankful that you are a big dreamer.
Is that actually what you wrote down? Yeah. Don't lie to me.
Well, I'm thankful that you don't allow me to stay comfortable.
Oh, that's so much better than the big dreamer.
Big dreamer, yeah. You don't let me stay comfortable in my details. I think it's a good compliment to have to one another. I keep you rooted in reality and you allow me to dream and to not stay in that reality, not be paralyzed by the reality.
Great. So I don't live in reality.
No,
cool.
You don't. You live in Dino Clay's land.
Please.
It's amazing. It's like Disney World.
Daniel World. Okay. But overall, I'm really thankful for you and I'm glad that you're my wife.
I know. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Oh my gosh, this is our third Thanksgiving together.
It really is. Yeah, I honestly can't wait till we have a house and we can have Thanksgiving at our house.
I know.
It's going to be so much fun.
Which, I will say, little, like, side, whatever, side tangent, whatever. Whatever. Don't make fun of me. We're not huge Thanksgiving people. Like, would you say you're a huge Thanksgiving person? You yourself. Maybe your family is, but, like... I don't see myself as a big Thanksgiving person, but it's just sweet to think of that this is the third.
I want to be a big Thanksgiving person. You know how really? Much I love cooking? Like, yeah, I would love to cook a huge feast and have football playing.
Which
we did playing, last year. Which, yeah. No, it wasn't last year. No, it wasn't. Last year? Regardless, yeah, I want to become Thanksgiving people, honestly.
Gotcha.
But with that being said, we wanted to say thank you so much to our editor, Nathaniel, for editing this podcast. And we also want to give a specific thank you to our producer, our new producer, Elizabeth, because she's been working her butt off on getting some more guests on this podcast. And if everything works out, we should be starting to get a lot more regular guests on the podcast. So we want to thank you so much for doing that, Elizabeth.
Speaking about a lady that knows details, she's a woman after my own heart. I love it. She's so good. So everyone, welcome Elizabeth to our team. And as always, make sure that you are following us on Instagram at isineffect. A reminder, we will be doing the Every Sacred Sunday giveaway this week, so you don't want to miss the opportunity to win that.
And if you haven't already, which I'd be very surprised, go subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/thatcatholiccouple, and you'll hear us next Monday.
Stay holy, my friends.
Deuces.
Adios.